We'll be in the book of James, first chapter. That's where I want to preach from, about temptation and what have you. If you're a man alive today, you are tempted, not by God, but you're tempted. But I was thinking about the other day, Kristen and the girls, they bought this Walmart pool a year or two ago, and they were out there. Kristen was out there cleaning it out, and they bailed it out and got all the green out of it and cleaned it up and had it shining. Well, I go out there and get on the tractor and hit that brush hog PTO and start mowing around that deal. And this is not a story about a log or a stick going through the side of a pool. This is a story of how a piece of a tree limb about that big around is off an old dead limb that I hit with that brush hog. I sent it right past Kristen's head, just about. She felt the wind off of it. Had she turned her head, it would have been a bad deal. However, I'm reminded of what Malachi said. Now, I know it's Old Testament, and some of you don't think that it applies, but it applies from the very first book that Moses wrote to right down to where you and I live today. Malachi says, the third chapter, verse 10, he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. My daughters were raised to be tithers. My son was raised to be tithers. I know there's a lot of different fussing and different doctrines and different beliefs. I don't care. He said he would rebuke the devourer, and he did. I'm thankful for that. I'm done preaching on that part. Let's go to Book of James, first chapter. Lord, I pray tonight that you would just honor your word as you always do and let it come alive right in front of us, Lord, and help us to hear what you got to say to us tonight, because we're your children and we want to be obedient. We want to be obedient to you and to our dying last breath, Lord. We want to be obedient to you and set around the marriage supper of the Lamb, Lord. I want to be one that was ready to go when it was invited. My invitation came and I answered, and I'm so thankful, Lord, that you keep me every day. Amen. Amen. So James, the servant of God, listen to this. James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Not greetings, greeting. It matters. Greeting. Who's he talking to? The 12 tribes. Who's he talking to? The Jews, the Israel, that are spread abroad. He's talking to them. I want you to understand something. And the Bible teaches us that he came into the Jews first, and then what? Gentiles. Who's the Gentiles? We. So this scripture started out, he's talking to him, and he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may not be perfect and entire. You can't be perfect. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any man of you lack wisdom, he's still talking to the 12 tribes, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, not wavering or doubting. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in how many of his ways? All of his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun, I'm going to go the whole chapter, I think, now. For the sun, praise God. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth. And the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. the beauty goes away. So also shall the rich man fade always in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. I've heard him say it. I've heard him say it right here. I'm not talking about members. I'm talking about people come passing through. I've heard him say, God tempted me. He did not. He didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't tempt you. How do you get, what do you mean? He didn't tempt me. But every man is tempted when he is what? Drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Who draws him away? Satan. Who opens the door for Satan to do that? We do. So it's on us. We can't blame God for everything. We can brag on him for all, it's because all good gifts come from God. But we can't blame God for everything that goes on in our life. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk right to you men and then to the bees. All right. So, as long as you're a man and you're living, there's some things that we deal with, okay? Now, in the real world, if you have problems and trouble with pornography, you're tempted with pornography. When? When you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed. And whenever that pretty lady starts walking down the road there and your eye goes there and you're shooting back over here, and you hit that, and it's because you hit that car in front of you because he's looking over here. It happened to Ned one time. He's headed to the job. About sent his ladder off the road. And anyway, so we're drawn away when we are enticed. We are enticed and we're drawn away of our own lust, and we open the door to let Satan do this to us. Now, I know, boy, we got the men on the run now. They're all got wandering eyes and they like to go out dancing and what have you and do this and that and carry on aside. But the ladies, too, when you see that good-looking beau walking down the road, and, man, I'm telling you, if you're old, you won't be tempted. That's a lie. If you're in your 70s, you'll be tempted. You can be if you open the door. Men? I'm glad the kids are over there, man, because I'm going to talk about some things tonight. I'm not glad they're over there, but I am. I didn't know what they were going to do, but the Lord gave me this. So, we have every opportunity, each and every one of us, to rise above every time, every temptation that comes along. Brother Carter, do you pass every test? Absolutely not. I don't. That's why I'm talking about this. This is a reminder. When your grandkid's in the hospital and back there in the operating room and they got her heart laying out on a table and they're patching holes in it and they got a machine pumping blood for her so she don't die, it's right here. This is where that's at. This right here, this is where we need to find reason to pass those tests. This is where we need to endure the temptation. This blessed is the man, Brother Keith. Blessed is the man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Do not err, my beloved brethren, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now he's talking to the 12. Remember that. 12 tribes. He's still in chapter 1, he's still talking to the 12 tribes. Okay, remember that. Said, we're going to be the first fruits. Be ashamed if the Lord came to his own and his own received him not. But as many received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God and daughters. But you know what? He came into his own and his own received him not. And in spite of the devil, you know what he did? He saved some of his own. How? By grace. How? Through faith. Not by works, but by Him, His blessedness. Stay with me. All right. Every good gift be God. For the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God. Now here we go, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. You hear something going on in somebody's family here in the church, and, well, I know what I'd do. Oh, do you? I know how I'd fix that. Oh, you do? Okay. Wait your turn, because it'll be there. It will wait and see. Won't it? Won't it? If you mean be vicious toward people and you gnash upon them and you, well, it can't happen to me. It can. It can. You can go through that trial and you may not pass that test as well as you think you will. You can. I've dealt with some of my family, church family here, and some of the people that's in their lives, and I've seen times when there's opportunities for me to have maybe caused them really great financial something had I, arrested them. We'll use that for an example. Arrested them. Could have caused them some financial, but I've walked up to people and been merciful and said, look, let me have what you're holding. We're going to give it to the gravel god right here and ground it in the dirt. Or lie to me, and I'll find it down there at the hoose cow. You give people breaks. Well, it's the same thing in everything you guys do, I do. In our lives, everything we do, we give people breaks. We give them a pass. Sometimes Brother Isaac is a big man of stature, but he's a man of God. And stand up for me, son. And so sometimes I might not agree with everything he says, and he might not agree with everything. It's probably a good chance we don't, because we're two different people. But sometimes you just got to step over and let a man by. Are you hearing me? Sometimes you don't have to just get right up in their face and fix it right then. Sometimes you don't have to let your temper get to you. Sometimes you don't need to, especially do that in a church house or in the house of God. Sometimes you need to just figure out a way to pray and ask and help. Lord, give these people, give us the direction that we need that we can do this right. Now, we don't pray as good as that church over there, and that church over there sure don't praise as good as we do. And I'll tell you something. You know what? Had it not been for a man called Jesus, none of us would have any hope. I want to get down to this one part. I ain't found it yet, but it's here somewhere. For lay apart, here we go. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. He's telling them, listen here, 12 tribes. If y'all don't straighten up and answer this and get you a taste of it, them Gentiles out there that you look down upon, they're going to get it. They're going to be the ones that receive this. They're going to receive the mercy that endureth forever. They're going to receive the tender loving kindness. They're going to receive Him as their everlasting Father. You know what? God is good. And He takes care of us if we'll let Him. If I can stay out of the way, He will take care of me. For be, let's see. And He said, 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, receiving your own selves, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass mirror. And he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. That's what we do. That's what we do. The temptations that are out there for the male species, it's out there for the female species too. There's a lot of churches tore up because people that held a spot or a place in the church failed God and failed their partner that they were betrothed to, or forsaking all others they didn't forsake. And that stuff has went on through the years and through the churches, and it's caused great harm and made it very uncomfortable. I've been far from perfect myself as a man, and God knows it. And straightway, I haven't forgot that. I haven't forgot that. So whenever I see or talk to people that's having a bit of a problem or a little bit of trouble in their walk, their marriage and their walk, I remember, Carter, you need to be merciful. Carter, don't you forget where you come from. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What? Doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. Wow. I didn't write the book. Boy, it hits tonight, though, don't it? I didn't write it. If you can't bridle your tongue, be not deceived. You're deceived in your own heart. This man's religion is in vain. I'm not a religion. I don't want no religion. Verse 27. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows, where? Right while it's going on. I mean right while it's going on. And to keep himself what? Whose job is it to keep you unspotted from the world? Sister Desiree's not, she's not my keeper. I love my mama. Some of you argue with me, but she's the best mother in the world. But she's not my keeper. Brother Blake, you're not Tiffany's keeper. I'm not, Jennifer. I love you, and I have since we was in junior high when y'all moved from Illinois. We left Chelsea and moved to Ada. You left Illinois and moved to Ada. But I'm not your keeper. She and I was talking about, he was my best friend in junior high and high school, and somebody had put an advertisement out, and my nephew, Wayne, Brother Wayne, Michael Wayne, you saw an advertisement of an establishment, and my heart just sank. And he said, yeah, but I can't even talk to him about it because his pastor goes up there and sits down and drinks with him. That's not his pastor. That's his drinking buddy. He's not a pastor. He's a drinking buddy. That's what he is. Dad, what is wine is a what? Mocker. And strong drinks what? And who what? You're a dummy. That's what he said. You're a dummy. I'm not talking down to you. But we don't need a drinking buddy. I've been a drinking buddy. I've been a backslidden preacher drinking buddy. But I wasn't in the pulpit. Wasn't pastor. You can't pastor a church and be a drinking buddy. You can't do it. You just can't do it. Did you have to come from that old hard liquor? Did you have to come from that old hard liquor? Was it about to drown you and kill you? Yeah, me too. Bad stuff. And I haven't forgot that. And whenever I'm helping with people that are going through that trouble, I remember to be merciful because I look, well, I don't look long, but I look. I look, Miss Tanya, and I remember the Lord sometimes will cause me to, if I forget things, he will step in my dreams. I didn't say I had a vision. Sometimes the Lord will step in your dreams. And if you dream a dream, that's a dream. If you had a vision, that's a vision. Because there's a difference. Subconscious, what have you. But whenever you get so high and mighty in this walk that you don't have time for anyone else, there's a problem. Okay. I'm going to say this to encourage my son. I hope he listens to this. Brother Keith records this and he puts it out there. And Brother Frank reminded me today that he listened to this old man say something good about God. My son got a job. Last week, he called me and said, Dad, this place called me. I got to go test. Well, Thursday or Friday, go test and see if they'll hire me. They hired him. So he calls me. He said, Dad, you know, he said, I passed that test, but it's only $21 an hour. And I said, shut up. You told me 2 days ago, I'm praying that God will give me a job. There's been two or three jobs come along, but now I think we're trying to strike that rock. I said, you already forget. You already forget. Okay, Dad. He understood what I meant. You don't play with God. And you don't spurn people's good nature and their charitable works that they're trying to do and helping your life. Sometimes the worst thing I can do is help my own. Sometimes I have to help others that aren't mine. And when you give that way, then others will give into your family's life. Is that the truth? That's a fact. Well, with the law of sowing and reaping is what I'm talking about, Brother Blake. God's law of sowing and reaping works. It works. So, keep doing good deeds. Whenever you're tempted, don't get drawn away. Don't be tempted. Don't say, God's testing me here and tempting me to do. God don't tempt you to sin. You'll go through some tests and some trials. Absolutely. Sure will. Ask Job. Have you considered my servant Job? Wondering, is that right? Excuse me. He hated sin. He was attacked. Okay, I've said all I can hit you with tonight. Hit you and run. But listen, he was talking to the 12 in the beginning of that. But who's he talking to today when we read it? He's talking to me. He's talking right to me. And you know what? Here I am, Lord. First song I ever learned to sing, well, ain't the first song I learned to sing, but when I was 22 years old, I wanted to replace my wild nightlife party and trash with something good, and I asked the Lord, and he let me learn how to play the piano, first instrument I learned. I haven't played one in years, and I don't have a hankering to. But the first one that... And the first song I sang was, Jesus, use me. Lord, please don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And then I don't hear it in many churches at all. And then I come in here one Sunday morning, I hear Sister Brown, turn your books to Jesus, use me. I don't know if it's in the singing to the Lord or the other one, but she knew what one and what page. And I thought, yeah, that's a reminder that I needed. That's a sock in the gut right there that I needed to feel and taste. Just a reminder. God was always good enough to me to not let me go out there and play in that world. Do you love Jesus tonight? Brandon, if you would come get a song, son, and talk to the Lord a little while before we go, if give you room to. If you're fighting a battle, it's not a losing battle. And all I know is people can fuss and carry on all they want to about all this mess out here, but God is my eternal Savior, and He's the one that's going to keep me through all of this stuff going on. Don't you worry about, hey, pray for your leader. Pray for your leader. Don't get caught up in all that mess. Don't let them catch you up in that, making you hate your Christian brothers and sisters because they're not the same voter registration party that you are. Don't you get all caught up in that mess. We're children of God trying to get to heaven. We need to pray for those that are in authority. Pray for our leaders. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the words of Brother Denton Hubbard, I've done my best.